Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The New Negro, The Life of Alain Locke, by Jeffrey C. Stewart, narrated by Bill Andrew Quinn. Part 1. The Education of Alain Locke. 1. A Death and a Birth. Alain Locke rose early on April 23, 1922. A cool, clear Sunday after Easter in Washington, D.C. It was also the Sunday before his mother's 67th birthday. He woke her, helped her dress, and then served breakfast. Afterward, he read to her from the Sunday edition of the Evening Star. Headlines announced that the secret Russian-German economic pact threatened to break up the Genoa Conference. The Pan-American Conference of Women proposed a League of Nations, and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes author, was to speak in Washington as part of his nationwide tour. Only the last caught her interest. She and her son shared an interest in psychic phenomena, and Sir Conan's lecture on spiritualism was sure to be provocative and revealing. She dozed off when Alain launched into the details of his particular interest, the struggle between Germany and the Allies for trading rights with newly communist Russia. That afternoon she was stricken, in the words of her son. He laid her down in her bed, where at 7 p.m. she died, leaving her son of 37 years alone in their home. The next day he taught his philosophy class at Howard University as usual. Only later in that day did students learn that Dr. Locke's mother had died. Others learned of her passing from Tuesday's Evening Star, which carried the death notice, Locke, Sunday, April 23, 1922, at her residence, 1326 R Street Northwest.